So more self-therapy gibberish from me, really. Just, you know, after a powerfully mentally unwell 4 days. I think, as I was saying, I'm carrying on with my self-therapy booze because they are so helpful to me. I don't give a shit what anyone else throws back at me from them, or you know, the guy from my patio saying, "I'm so glad Audio Boost saved your life" in such a disgustingly patronising and condescending way. I let it get to me, and then they continued. They're quite despicable, really. I mean, a discourse and analysis on the things that they've said about me in the past 4 days, it isn't pretty reading. I've obsessed a little bit over it. Well, not recently, but on Friday. And it was disgusting, you know, laced with insinuation and untruths. And generally no need for it, because they're a company and I'm an individual just using various services and enthusing about them. They, as a result of their actions, I resigned from support that I'd offered. I'd offered to be sort of community representative, really, on the support forum. Because every community needs community representatives, and I see the Audio Boost site as having a great community. I've moderated communities for years, and it just seemed a natural role for me. I find it so little effort to do that sort of thing. Admittedly, I'd actually done none of it, because I've just been, you know, building other websites as I learn web development and stuff. But I knew that the people, Mark Rock and Karen Barber in particular at Audio Boo, wouldn't give a damn how much or how little I did. That they were just, you know, happy to take on a little bit of community representation onto the forum, and glad, you know, glad to help me, because it was a help to me. That sort of, it made me feel, well, you know, when you've had a mental breakdown, you feel in the gutter, and it made me feel a bit proud and a bit like I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to sound really emo saying this, but like I wasn't, you know, a waste of space and a bad person. I don't think that about myself. I'm past that, you know. Well, I mean, I don't think that consciously about myself. My psychiatrist's going to argue the toss about that subject, but he can do that with me another time. I really, you know, I was going to say I really resent the whole thing, but what I'm really booing to say is that what I've got to realise, and I do realise, I just forget sometimes, is that when you've got mental illness, it's not the world around you that changes, it's just you. And so when you spill your heart out online and some fella in a company somewhere, in this particular case iPadio, Dr. Mark Smith and his cronies, you know, when they do or say something that really upsets you, it's not their fault. It's just them being them and you being you, and you're mentally ill, so you haven't the capacity to deal with it. So I shouldn't blame anyone else. I'm in control of this. Well, I'm not, but I will be one day. The point is that they're not. They're just being humans, and humans have got varying levels of kindness and empathy within them, and understanding and self-interest, or whatever it is. You know, that's the world out there, and it's like me going to the park and when Poppy was a young puppy and she got attacked, and I went to the psychiatrist a while afterwards, or it might have been the counsellor, I can't remember, and I said, you know, that she was attacked and it was terrible for her, she was really distressed, and we took her to calm down, and another dog came over and started having a go, and this story went on like that pretty much. And at the end of it, he just said, "And was Poppy being attacked, or were you being attacked?" And I realised what he was saying, although actually, you know, it wasn't completely true, because Poppy was being attacked. But the second time, when the other dog came over, actually all that was happening was two dogs were playing, or one dog was wanting to play, and I still felt like it was an attack. And so it was really me interpreting my surroundings rather than the reality that was at play. And that's what I must remember, that life goes on, and I don't give a shit. I have to distance myself from people who offend me or whatever, and let them do their thing.